Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast.
I got a joke for you, Vontae.
Featuring
Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill, the pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky.
Take it out.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
Oh, baby, what is happening on a hump day? Feeling good, man. Fun show for us so far. 2 hours down, 2 hours ago. We haven't even gotten to the NBA offseason, the playoffs, really. We got the NBA 25 under 25. We got Ricky Pearsall, your first round pick of the San Francisco 49ers out of the University of Florida in Arizona State. He's going to join us at 8:30.
Yeah, I know you're big time.
Ricky Pearsall is big time. They call him Slick Rick. Can we call him Slick Rick? I hope we can call him Slick Rick.
You have to have an eye patch to be Slick Rich. Slick Rick.
He's a Ricky, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Our boy Ricky in Danville, we call him Slick Rick. His hair is slick.
That's true. That's true.
Slick Rick. The eye patch is good. Was it The Adventures of Story? What was his album name? The Adventures of
I forget what the name of it
Slick
was.
Slick Rick. Once upon a time, not long ago.
Can you tell me a bedtime story?
Yeah. Once upon a time, not long ago. Shout out to YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union.
The Great Adventures of Slick Rick.
The Great Adventures of Slick Rick. Yes, that album cover's great. He had a great song with Outkast, too. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal First Class Money Market today. You can now download the Odyssey app directly from our YouTube and Twitch pages. As we've added the QR code on both pages. The Xfinity Mobile text line, we love you. We also love our friends at Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. And if we're going to call it to the roast, you better bring it, because if you don't, you will be flushed. Brought to you by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. You know what? We haven't flushed a lot of people.
Possibly.
Been good this week. Been really good.
They've been really good. You know, I was thinking about the conversation, and I know you want to get into this list, 25 under 25.
Yeah, or we'll do Niners right now.
But also, like when it comes to jerseys, would you meet me here? I'm not a big guy. So for me to wear a big guy number, it doesn't look right. So
you can't wear number 99 or something.
Well, I had an Alden Smith 99. I believe Rocco either let me borrow or whatever, and I've got some pictures with me in it at Candlestick, and it never looked right on me. I'm like a quarterback, running back, wide receiver number guy. Like, those look better on me for whatever reason. I could never rock, like, for example, I would love to get a Trent Williams jersey.
Yeah.
But I couldn't rock a Trent Williams jersey. You can't be 5'9", 5'10", wearing a 71, right? Am I tripping on this?
I don't know.
Offensive lineman jerseys are such deep cuts, too.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't see them. And I do enjoy when there is a big guy wearing one.
Right.
Because there is something about it, to your point. Like, we're Shasky, I love him. We're like slot receivers.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, like, I'm like a Trent Taylor, Hunter Renfro.
Pre-Sol Devontae was wearing that custom jersey that Shasky gave me, the number 7. And the number 7 looked so small on me because I was so big. And I was like, damn, I need double digits. I need a Dwight Clark. I need a Ronnie Lott. I need a Manny Lawson. Well, Julia Peterson, I should say. Not Manny Lawson. But
I have a Julia Peterson.
Yeah, 98 was a popular jersey.
It really was.
98 was a popular jersey.
But do you get where I'm going? Like, there are certain numbers. Like, when I see a pitcher in modern day, and I know Stroman, there's other guys, Blake Snell, guys who wear single digits on their back as a pitcher, it doesn't look right. It just doesn't look right.
Yeah.
Ricky Pearsall, by the way, number 14.
Is he number 14? Interesting. Right,
Kelvin, whatever his name was 14.
Who?
The gunner recently, Osgood. Kasim Osgood.
Kasim Osgood from the Chargers. 14. Chargers and the Niners. Yeah.
I'm trying to think other JT O'Sullivan. 14
is just a random. 14 is usually a quarterback number, but recently it's just a. Yeah,
JT O'Sullivan. Purdy started with 14 before he switched to 13.
He did.
I think Sam Darnold wore 14 recently.
He did wear 14 last year.
And then 14
is not the sexiest number.
It's
14 is not the sexiest number.
Pearsall will make it sexy.
He will.
Our Slick guy, Rick. Ricky Pearsall.
Our guy.
Unless Debo gets traded and then he takes number one. No, I'm just teasing.
Oh, boy. Bring that up to him.
No, but like,
yeah, that's pretty lame.
I am a numerical discriminator. You know what I mean? Like, so I know that I can't rock a number 70.
It's a stink.
I can't wear, like, for example, someone says right here, I bought an Isaac Sobolaga jersey. I don't think I'd look good in that. Not that I look great in a number 5 or anything, but like,
it depends on you, though. You got to have the confidence to rock it, right? If you're walking around confident, rocking that Ken Norton Jr. number 51, then it's like, okay, cool, perfect. I'm a small guy, but I got the big boy number on. I think it's just how you feel inside that jersey, because the person makes the jersey, right? Feel good, play good.
That's
feel
true.
Good, walk good. Feel good, view the game good. I don't know. I go back and forth. I love single digit numbers, so I rock those. Sometimes a single digit's got to be a big single digit, right? Got to have the right cut, the right font for that number. Otherwise, it'll look small on your boy. Double digit numbers, sure, but my Dwight Clark sometimes at 87 looks like, boy, you're really trying to fit into a big jersey here, and it looks, you know,
that's what I'm saying.
Looks a little
it
weird.
Doesn't look right, you know. So,
but it's a confidence.
Just things I think about that no one else thinks about.
Or we got a few of the City Mobile text on it. We got Jordan Water Creek. We got one here. I wanted to read it. Oh, 707. Always proud to wear my Brandon Rush Warriors jersey. Sorts out the bandwagon Dub fan.
That's a good one. Was he 25 with the Warriors?
25, 24. Yeah, maybe 25. I don't remember. 510, bad jersey purchases. I bought my brother a Donaldson jersey, did trade it. Then an Antonio Brown Raiders jersey.
Oh, boy.
Brought a friend a Dalvin Cook jersey. Then he got traded. Last bought my grandpa a Bosa jersey, same offseason, as a contract thought he wasn't going to sign. By the way, the Antonio Brown Raiders jersey. They were popular. They were popular.
That's almost as popular as the Carlos Correa Giants jersey. That never was.
Mets or Giants.
Yeah, seriously.
Mets or Giants. How many
Chris Paul Laker jersey?
Oh, wow. Good
That's
call.
Good. That is
good. That's good.
Any Chris Paul Warrior jersey out there. I didn't see a lot of Chris Paul Warrior jerseys out there.
You know, if this was his only season, I will remember it fondly. Thought he was a net positive. He was a great leader on the bench for those young guys.
I thought he was a good Warrior.
Yeah.
I thought he was a good Warrior. Our boy Dwayne Dimms. Shout out Bart. Shout out Dwayne. 1997 Rod Woodson Niners jersey.
Oh, that's actually cool.
Was his worst one. He was so excited when he signed. Had one mediocre season in San Francisco, and he was gone, and he changed his position from corner to safety because Antonio Freeman had the game of it. I mean, he torched Rod Woodson in that NFC Championship game. Oh, my gosh. I could still see that quick slap before halftime, and Rod Woodson slipping all over the turf, getting cooked. Oh, my gosh. That was bad.
Who do you think you saw the most of last year at the Niners stadium? Levi's.
Jerseys?
Yeah.
I still saw a lot of Jimmy G jerseys.
I did too. I did too. A lot of Montana, a lot of Rice.
But just take away the legends.
Yeah.
Present day players.
I think Bosa. A lot of Bosas.
McCaffrey.
A lot of CMC. More of the kids. A lot of kids wearing CMC.
What about Debo?
I saw a lot of Brock and CMC when I went to last year. Yeah, a lot of Brock.
You are where the rich people are, though. Press box.
And they love them Brock up there.
Well, when I bought Anna Brock Purdy jersey last year, and Shask was on the phone. He was like, you may want to wait on that. You may want to wait. I'm throwing him under the bus.
Shasky was not happy with Brock Purdy.
He was not happy.
I mean,
I'm happy with Brock Purdy.
I've done the full circle on Purdy.
You know.
You've done like 10 circles on Purdy.
That's the Purdy experience.
Yeah, that's the butcher experience. It's not the Purdy experience.
Purdy difficult.
It's the butcher experience. It's not the Purdy.
A lot of Fred Warners.
Oh, man. All right. So Ricky Pearsall, first round pick. at wide receiver. The most famous first-round pick to me in 49ers history is at the wide receiver position is Jerry Rice, right? Then you got your Rashawn Woods. You got your A.J. Jenkins. You got your Michael Crabtrees. Ricky Pearsall, first-round pick. Initial thoughts after the dust has settled. We've had a few days of digestive draft and kind of look at his film and get to know him a little through his pressers. Your thoughts on Ricky Pearsall? What's your expectations for him? What's the realistic expectations for Niner fans when it comes to Ricky Pearsall coming in as a rookie?
Are we assuming that the other two big wide receivers are not getting moved between now and week one?
Huh? I'm going to assume that Ayuk and Debo are both here.
Okay. So I think that that tapers whatever normal expectations were. If he was going to be a like-for-like, you know, swap out for somebody, then you would be like, oh, yeah, you know. You'd say an aggressive number, 55, 70 catches. Like, to me, to think that the fifth or sixth option on the team is going to have more than 30 targets, that feels aggressive just today. But at the same time, if I know Shanahan as much as I do, when he does like someone and when he is in love or enamored with somebody, he'll make the switch right away.
Right.
He did it with Matt Breida out of nowhere. He did it with, at one point, Nick Mullins, where he was like, I'm going to throw the ball all over the place. I really like Nick Mullins. Now, he ended up reverting back on that. Purdy, you know, he didn't change his offense much for Purdy. He actually dived more into passing the ball with Brock Purdy. So, I don't know. I'm thinking that they're actually going to do some different stuff this year in terms of three wide receiver sets. I know everyone's losing their mind about, we don't have a second tight end. Juice is kind of your second tight end. At least that's how they're going to utilize him.
Yeah.
Not necessarily in the traditional be the number two tight end, but in formations where he's masking what a second tight end would be doing. Yep. So I think you're going to see more three wide receiver sets. I guess my bigger question is, like, where is he? Is he going to leapfrog Juwan Jennings?
It's a good question.
Is Juwan Jennings going to be here?
It is a great question. A great question. Jason Aponte tweeted out something yesterday of a route that we saw in the Super Bowl for the Kansas City Chiefs on the game with a touchdown. I don't remember who caught the game with a touchdown because I already put my head down at that point.
It was my Hardman, backpack. Right?
No, it wasn't McCole Hardman. It was somebody else. It was...
Was it Tony?
Tony, and he didn't know the play.
I don't think it was Kadarius Tony who scored the last touchdown, was it? It was... No, it was McCole Hardman. Excuse me, you're right.
Yeah,
it was
McCole Hardman. Okay, yeah.
I don't remember.
He didn't even know the game was over.
But that route, Jason Aponte basically tweeted out a highlight or a play from this rookie from Arizona, Cowing. And he ran a similar route. And Aponte's like, boy, I know where the Niners got that play. I know why the Niners got him, because they seen that play in the Super Bowl, and he ran a similar route for Arizona, and he got wide open. And the speed on the play, it's like, wow, look at the cut. Look at the pivot to the flat there, to the pylon, towards the pylon of the end zone. How they're going to use him, because he's got speed.
Well,
and he's another shifty guy in the slot.
Did you hear any of his introductory press conference?
I did.
He was talking about option routes.
Right.
And the number one play for CMC and Brock Purdy is this option route.
Mm-hmm.
And they, because they're so on the same page, it's one of the most efficient plays in the Niners playbook. George Kittle at times runs a few option routes. Debo, Ayuk. But I think this player was talking about how the option route's his favorite play.
And Jacob Cowing, Arizona.
No, but Pearsall. Right,
Pearsall,
as well.
Yeah.
Talking about the option route. And so I think that is where they're going to utilize him, in the short area stuff on third down, and you're going to spread the formation and have Debo coming across and try to get everyone to shift just so they can get a one-on-one matchup with him and a safety, him and a linebacker, and attack those option routes.
I'm excited. I don't know what my expectation is for Pearsall. Because he can run those option routes. I'm excited to hear about his in-and-out quickness. We see the film. We see his tape. We see him beating press man coverage, which really hindered the 49ers in that Super Bowl. A lot of guys couldn't uncover. The few guys who did uncover didn't get the ball. It was either overthrown or the quarterback wasn't looking in that direction. It happens. I get it. It happens. But Ricky Cowing and Ricky Pearsall. Pearsall coming in as a first-round pick, I think for a lot of fans, they're going to expect greatness. Because you see first-round attacks. We do this draftism. Somebody brought it up. You brought up draftism yesterday. A lot of people on the text line brought up draftism, which is why we view Purdy in a certain way, right? I stopped viewing Purdy as a seventh-round pick or Mr. Irrelevant. The guy's a good quarterback. He's one of the 12 best quarterbacks in the NFL. Maybe 10.
If the Niners took him in the first round, it would already be a great pick.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, but Pearsall, considering he's a wide receiver, and wide receivers, that position group, now that I think about it, starting to turn into running backs, where a lot of teams, I feel like, think they could get receivers left and right because there's an abundance of them. Because of all the college game plans, throwing to all these wide receivers, and the NFL saying, hey, look, if we got spacing, we could get a guy in the fourth round or fifth round, make him pop and have a productive career or pop. Ricky Pearsall, I think the expectations for him, because he is looked at amongst the fan base as a replacement for either Ayuk or Deebo Samuel, whether it's this season, next season, or the year after. And I think the expectations are going to be some pressure on him from the fan base to say, all right, what's Pearsall doing? How many snaps is he playing? Because if he doesn't play, look, because you're right, if he does catapult or doesn't catapult Juwan Jennings, then people are going to say, well, he's only playing 10 snaps, really? We spent the first round pick on him? I can already see it. We should have got a tackle. We should have got a safety. We should have got a corner. Blah, 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 blah.
I mean, we did this with Ronnie Bell and Danny Gray. They're not suited up. How many times? And these guys were drafted way lower than he was. Ronnie Bell, obviously, significantly lower than even Danny Gray. So I think you're right. The other thing, I'm very interested to see how they use Deebo this year. Are they more apt to use Deebo as a running back because this might be the final year of Deebo, or are they, you know, are they willing to go down that route? Is that a great option for them? Is that a better option than going Jordan Mason out of the backfield? I don't know. Are they going to, you know, do a better job of giving guys series off, plays off? Because during the Super Bowl, you and I go, oh my God, Deebo, get back out on the field. Right. Oh my God, Nick Bosa, get back out onto the field. They like to rotate. Yeah. So I don't know. Will they go more no huddle? That's something I think that they can utilize more of with Brock Purdy.
Up tempo.
He's so smart and he's so quick. Don't let the other team substitute. I don't know. I'm just thinking of like, what is the next step of the evolution of the offense? They're always going to be a run first team, but what are the little nuances that they're going to add to it?
They did average 29 a game, and I'm looking for him to take more deep shots with a guy like Pearsall. Maybe a guy like Cowing. You can get some good matchups here, get him, and take the top off the defense. That was the biggest thing in the Super Bowl. You got to make Kansas City pay for having 10 in the box.
Yeah.
9 in the box. 8 in the box. For the most part, all season, they made teams pay for that.
Yeah.
But in a different way. That game screamed, you got to hit some big shots down the football field.
Well,
you have to.
That's
what killed Buffalo in that game in the playoffs. They took chances on deep shots that was available for them. They just dropped the pass, whether it's Trent Sherfield or Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, the number one play for them this year was like Deebo on the left, CMC on the right, quarterback and shotgun. And they never went to that in the Super Bowl. They had it, and then they would split either guy out wide, and then they went five wide. It was very odd to me that they didn't utilize that formation more. Maybe because of the pressure in the box and all that.
Right.
I don't know. But I thought that was one of their most potent plays. They destroyed Philadelphia utilizing that.
Let's go to Brian Baldinger on how Pearsall fits into the Niners offense.
I think you'll see it within over the course of the year. And then by next year, you know, one guy is going to be here and one guy isn't going to be here. Right now, it should be highly competitive practices right now. Because I think you're going to see the talent of Pearsall. I think everybody's going to see it. And so this question of how they move them around, can they find a space for all of them? It's just not going to be tolerant that guys are going to be crying for the ball. They're not getting touches. I mean, it's just the ball's going to get spread around. And it's going to go through McCaffrey. That's not going to change. So I'm anxious to see what that roster looks like Labor Day weekend. And if everybody that's been here is going to still be here.
That is... I'm with Baldy there. The competition at the wide receiver position. Not everybody's going to be on this roster. You brought in Cowling. You brought in Pearsall. What does it mean for Ronnie Bell? What does it mean for Danny Gray? What does it mean for Trent Taylor? You know what I'm saying? Like, Juwan Jennings still, I believe, hasn't signed that tender yet.
Mm-mm.
I think he will, but what if he doesn't?
I think you keep him around. You want to keep him around. If he doesn't, then I don't know what happens in those situations. But, like, I've given up on Danny Gray.
Yeah.
It's just me. And Ronnie Bell, like, I don't think they've invested enough to make me worry about whether he's on the roster or not.
We saw flashes.
No, I like Ronnie Bell. I would keep him around. I mean, who's going to play special teams gunner? That's why Chris Conley was on this team last year. You know, and I don't think they'll have Juwan Jennings on special teams. I don't know if he wants to play.
Special teams important, though.
It is. It's extremely important. So, I don't know. Like, is Trent Taylor going to return punts?
Wow, big pun. Our boy Big Pun, South City's chiming in. 40 to 45 catches, 700 yards, 3 to 5 touchdowns for Pearsall.
I got a joke for you, Bonte.
He's a bigger, faster Julian Edelman, works a middle of the field, can take a hit. That's Big Pun right there.
I mean,
Big Pun, South City.
Look, I mean, how did Kittle had what, 70 catches last year?
Did he have? Was it 65?
Yeah.
No, Ayuk had 75.
I don't think it was like that. Someone's taking less. Maybe it's CMC who's taking less.
Well, you know what? That's a good one because
maybe it's CMC.
Because a lot of people were concerned about CMC's workload last season.
Yeah.
Maybe you ease up off CMC midway through the year. I don't know how you do it, how you taper down the touches, because I like seeing them touch the ball 25 times a game. Maybe you're tapering it down to 18, 20, and that, therefore, it gives you more touches for Pearsall and others in this offense. Let's go to Miley real quick and Walden
Creek.
Yeah, I'm
looking
Miley
at the catches, too. Go to the...
What up, Miley?
Hey, guys. I wanted to give you my thoughts on Pearsall. I've seen him since 7-on-7 days pre-college. But I'm also the guy who said... another drip drop coming. I'm also the guy that says, Shasky, I'm talking to Bonte.
Oh, are you that guy, Miley? Yeah, I do remember. Yeah, why you had to come at my boy? South? Miley, real quick. I'm going to let you finish. Why you had to come at my boy like that, man? You know it's all love.
Because I was trying to convince you LeBron was going to come to the Warriors, and you weren't listening.
Oh, I was listening.
But anyway, on Pearsall, he's a guy that can run every route. Elite route runner, elite hand.
I like it.
Duane Jennings, I love on third down. I love on possession. I love in the red zone. Keep him for that reason. Pearsall's going to line up everywhere. He probably won't line up in the backfield, but like you guys just said, I think they want to minimize CMC a little bit.
Yeah.
And also Debo, maybe minimize him a little bit. But Debo steps on the field, and he's got gravity, so...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates the class of 2024. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Pearsall will be able to line up everywhere. And I think right now Shanahan is probably just... you know, going crazy, drawing up plays for the three wide receiver set.
I agree. So I'm looking at the targets and the catches. 105 targets, 75 catches for Ayuk. Second most, 83 targets, 67 catches for McCaffrey. 83 out of the backfield. Now, that's by design, but it's also because he's so good at what he does.
Yeah, Wolves Kittle.
Kittle, 90 targets.
How many catches?
65.
Yep, told you, 65.
Debo, 89 targets, 60 catches.
And that's been missing three games. Don't forget about that. He missed three games.
Okay, so then he's probably closer to 100.
Right, and maybe McCaffrey tapers down with the targets if Debo plays.
So let's go to Jennings and Ray Ray, okay? Jennings, 33 targets, 19 catches. Mm. Ray Ray McLeod, 15 targets, 12 catches.
Wow.
So let's say he catches... all of the balls those two catch, all of them. That would mean Juwan's off the roster. You're looking at like 30 catches. If none of the other guys take a tick down in production.
All right. Ruck and New Era. I cannot see on YouTube. I cannot see Kyle throwing more and changing his approach by being pass heavy.
I'm kind of with him.
Yeah. It's going to be very, very interesting to see. I want to see him evolve a little bit.
I do too.
Get a little creative.
But the strength of the team is the run game.
No doubt.
So it's hard to go away from it.
No doubt. All right, coming up in the show, we got NBA 25 under 25. Where did Jonathan Kuminga land on this list according to Hoops Hype? 25 under 25. Where did Jonathan Kuminga land on this list? That's coming up a little later. But next, we've been teasing it all show long. First round pick out of University of Florida by way of Arizona State. grew up in Arizona. Ricky Pearsall joining the morning roast. We'll talk to Ricky Pearsall coming up here on the other side. Brought to you by Chilton Auto Body.
With the 31st pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the San Francisco 49ers select Ricky Pearsall, wide receiver, Florida.
Now, back to the morning roast with Bonte and Shasky.
Ah, this is going to be a lot of fun. A lot of fun, man. We're big-time Niner fans. We're excited. We've pivoted from what happened last season in Las Vegas. We're excited about this new prospect and the new draft class of the San Francisco 49ers, including first-round pick out of the University of Florida. We'll get to that in just a second. By way of Arizona State, grew up in Arizona, played against Brock Purdy, told us in his presser that Purdy and company dropped 70 on him, but it's all good. I know Pearsall did his thing. Slick Rick joining the morning roast here on 95.7 The Game. Joe Shasky, the Butcher, Bonte Hill. Ricky, what's happening, my man? Good morning. Thanks for waking up with us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely, man. And I love it. I love it. I love the tweet you sent out, and we'll get to this in just a second because we'll game you up. We're the guys to talk to when it comes to the culture, traditions, the history, the lingo here in the Bay Area. So we'll get to that. All the great taco spots, burrito spots. We'll get to all that. But so far, how's it been in the Bay Area, man? What do you think so far?
It's been really good. I went out there for a day, enjoyed what it's like to be a 49er for a day. And it was really good, man. I went out there with my mom and dad, and, you know, we just got the experience what it was like. Everybody was enjoying it, meeting all the coaches, seeing the area. But, yeah, it was a really good time.
So what's the plan now that the draft stuff is over? You've gone through the process. You got to Jersey. You've seen the facilities. You've toured Levi Stadium. What is the plan for the offseason now? When do you get back to work to get ready for the season?
Yeah, man. We report back on the 9th, and then we go into rookie camp. So right now it's just about staying in shape, staying in football shape, running routes, making sure we're up to par when we get in.
All right, I want to talk about Pops, because it sounds like Pops was a player. All right, yeah. I've seen some articles where he even called into Florida Gator radio stations saying that, you know, he didn't want nobody breaking his records in terms of his career yardage, and you shattered those things. Has Dad been your coach since you were a kid?
Oh, yeah, for sure. The coaching started as soon as I was able to catch a football. So, yeah, the coaching started young, man, and he still claims that he was quicker than me when he was playing. So we go back and forth on that.
Oh, my God. What was he like as a player? Like, the way he describes it, what was he like as a player?
Kind of just like what I said, a quick player, you know, explosive playmaker. He actually had a punt return, too, as well. Told me he was All-American in that. I have yet to see film. I really want to see the film. I've seen a few pictures, but I've yet to see the film.
You must need a VCR player, Ricky,
oh,
right?
Come on, dog.
VCR player, real tape.
Don't tell guys like that.
Maybe that's why I haven't seen the film.
There you go. Ricky, do you even know what a VCR is? No, I'm kidding, man. But no, seriously, I'm not trying to hit on Pops like that.
Like, you know, most fathers that are, you know, sports dads, like, they can be hard on their son. How hard is he on you in terms of your relationship after the game? Is he texting you? Is he calling you? Because I used to call my dad after almost every game.
Oh, yeah, no, he's definitely my biggest critic for sure. I wish I could screenshot the conversations we have and send it to you guys, but they're like the longest paragraphs you'll ever see in your life. You're scrolling for a solid 5 minutes.
You're looking at the blue bubbles just popping up like, all right, Dad, press in. Sure.
As soon as I see his contact name pop up, I'm like, oh, here we go.
So have you hung out with Shanahan? Because, you know, Shanahan's a big rap guy. I don't know. Did he sit you down and play the new Kendrick Lamar dissing Drake? Or
Well, that
no?
just came out yesterday, Shasky.
You never know.
Maybe Shanahan got the leak.
Yeah.
No, he didn't. It was a business-like conversation. You know, we were getting straight to business. But we're going to sit down. We're going to talk about that as well when I get in, man. We're going to enjoy it for sure.
Who's your favorite artist?
My favorite artist?
Yeah.
A Bay Area artist?
No, just in general.
Andy, you just got here. We'll school you on Bay Area. Yeah, you got to love E-40. Yeah. You got to love Mac Dre. Yeah. That's kind of, you got to know the lingo there.
Pick whatever you want, man. Right. It could be any genre, too.
Man, I mostly listen to hip-hop and rap for sure. My favorite artist? That's tough, man. I listen to a lot of different people, but Drake's up there for me for sure, even though he's beefing right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, there's a lot of people on my playlist. I got Lil Baby in there. I got Rilo. I got a little bit of Youngboy. I got a big mix because, you know, I was living in Arizona and moved to Florida. Got some Florida stuff in my playlist, and now I'm about to get some Bay Area stuff in my playlist.
Let's go.
We're talking to Ricky Pearsall here, first round pick out of the University of Florida. Ricky! Now, Ricky, I don't want you to hang up the phone on me, so bear with me. I am a big time Florida State fan.
Oh, shut up.
I am. I watched that game this past year.
I'm about to be gone.
Yeah, no, don't hang up on me, Ricky, because I do. I respect the Gators. I respect the Swamp. And we were talking about yesterday the best venues to visit because the Giants are playing at Fenway Park. And we had our top five, and we left college football alone. Like, I think the Rose Bowl is one of the best venues ever. I was at that Bama-Michigan game in the playoff, but I've always wanted to go to the Swamp. I've been watching those games since I was a kid, whether it's Florida State, Florida, whether it's Florida, LSU.
The Hedges at Georgia.
The Hedges at Georgia. You were there, the SEC. So what was it like running out that tunnel, playing at the Swamp? Because on the video game, it feels like it's deafening. I can't imagine playing there.
No, it's definitely a crazy experience, man. It's definitely a crazy experience. It's by far my favorite place to play, man. Like the little slogan goes, only Gators make it out alive, man. And that thing is really true, man. Swamp goes crazy. Everybody's going wild. They put on the insane environment. We got insane fans, you know, that are diehard about their Gators. So, man, it's definitely a one-of-one experience for sure.
What is it like playing in the SEC? Because it does feel just different. We grew up in Pac-12 country. It's not the same. It feels like the SEC hits different.
Yeah.
What was the difference when you moved on from Arizona State? Because the Pac-12 is a very competitive conference. I love the Pac-12. I got love for it always. But when you go into the SEC, is it really that different?
Yeah, man, I think really two things pop in my mind when I think about the SEC. Is you're playing guys each and every week, man. That's really what it is. You're playing guys each and every week. You got to prepare the same each and every week. There's no, you know, games where you're going to slack off. You know, you're playing top opponents each week. And then the second thing is just the history and the traditions that lie in the SEC, man, are just super, super deep. So that's why I think everybody is so diehard about it out there, man. It's just the history and traditions are just super deep, and, you know, everybody goes crazy for it.
If I took Florida off the board, okay, that way you don't get in trouble with the Florida people.
Yeah.
As you're walking out onto the tunnel, into the field, what's the best of all the experiences that you had in college?
In Florida, and this is off Florida.
Right? Yeah, you can't pick Florida.
You can't pick the Swamp.
It's okay. Right,
if you want to say, hey, if you want to say Dope Campbell Stadium, you can say that.
Stop
it's okay.
That. Stop the cap.
I had to make sure because I'm all Florida people, man. I got their back. So, I don't know. I think my first year at Florida, the one where I looked around and I was like, okay, yeah, this is SEC football. Is we played Tennessee at Tennessee.
Ooh.
So I think. Yeah, that was a good one. That was a good one for sure. I think we were both ranked at the time, and it was the first SEC game of the season, so it was packed out. It was loud, and the ground was shaking.
It's always that third week in September, too, Florida, Tennessee.
It's the best.
Yeah, it is.
It's
great.
The best. So as Jerry Rice reached out to you, I mean, he's the GOAT. He's kind of like the ambassador of the 49ers. Anybody that comes to the Niners at some point, and it's early. You've only been here like less than a week. Like he reaches out. Has he reached out to you yet?
He has not reached out to me. I know his son very well, though.
Oh, really?
Brennan Rice, yeah.
Oh, nice.
That is cool. So growing up in Arizona, you're catching passes from your father. Who's the wide receiver you modeled your game after? Because you watching the film, and just we're getting to know you. You're getting to know this market. I'm like, damn, this guy lines up everywhere. Jet sweeps, slot, outside. Guys catching passes one-handed, taking hits. Who's the guy you modeled your game after, Ricky?
Yeah, man. It's tough, man. I watched a lot of different receivers, man. A lot of different receivers intrigued me growing up. I just like, you know, I just respect greatness and success at that level. So I was watching a lot of different receivers and really still do, because I think that's like, you know, where you can separate yourself is how much you can steal from dudes that are doing it at a high level. So I honestly continue to still watch other guys. But growing up, you know, obviously I was an Arizona kid. So the first thing that comes out of my mind is Larry Fitzgerald.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think that's the first one that comes to my mind.
Anquan Boldin, maybe? Anquan Boldin was there for a little bit. Tough guy.
Yeah, he's up there for me. And then the Odell era, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The Odell era was crazy. So that was somebody I watched. But now I'm watching guys like Justin Jefferson, Devontae, Amari Cooper, Brandon Ayuk. There we go.
Oh, your boy.
Yep.
I love me some Ayuk.
What's the thing about your game that maybe, like, Brian Baldinger's our guy. He's the NFL expert. He puts out all these videos, and everybody compares everybody to all these legends and whatnot. And it's very flattering, but what's the element of your game that you don't think the analysts and the people who break it down understand well enough?
Yeah, man, just my understanding, route running understanding, I think. I really understand where to be at. I'm very consistent and disciplined in the spots that I'm at. The quarterback will never, you know, be guessing where I'm at. It's going to be a consistent spot. And then just my fluidity, man, and the route running, nothing throws me off. Obviously, especially in defenses now, there's a lot of disguise coverages and moving pieces. So being able to run with your routes with your eyes up and seeing moving pieces and understand on the go why everything's happening so fast. I think I do a good job of that. And then just how detailed I am in my route running and, you know, the quality of it and how serious I take this on and off the field really matters. So I think that's what separates me.
Talking to first-round pick Ricky Pearsall, your newest member of the San Francisco 49ers at the University of Florida in Arizona State. Of course, an Arizona boy. We'll get to that in just a second. But speaking of Baldy, Ricky, I'm going to play this cut for you on what Baldy said about how you will maybe fit in this offense under Kyle Shanahan.
I think you'll see it within over the course of the year, and then by next year, you know, one guy is going to be here and one guy isn't going to be here. Right now, it should be highly competitive practices right now, because I think you're going to see the talent of Pearsall. I think everybody's going to see it. And so this question of how they move them around, can they find a space for all of them? It's just not going to be tolerant that guys are going to be crying for the ball. They're not getting touches. I mean, it's just the ball's going to get spread around and it's going to go through McCaffrey. That's not going to change. So I'm anxious to see what that roster looks like Labor Day weekend, and if everybody that's been here is going to still be here.
Well, Baldy's high on you. He's been clipping videos of you, and he said as you're high level, a lot of people love you here and how you fit in this offense. How do you envision yourself in this offense? And some of the things from watching afar, watching Shanahan's offense, when you're in college, do you ever envision yourself in that Niner uniform saying, wow, I could really thrive in that offense under Kyle Shanahan?
No, for sure, definitely. And I think my versatility is going to help me. You know what I mean? I think being able to play different positions and move me around is going to help me, give me different opportunities. And obviously, Coach Shanahan likes to put a lot of guys in motions across the field, create matchups, create different looks. So, you know, I feel like I'll be a guy that can do that.
All right, let's do some rapid fire.
I gotta ask him real quick about Purdy in college. Purdy was like Mr. Arizona.
He hung like 70 on him.
Yeah, he hung 70 on you. But what did you know about? When did you first hear about Brock Purdy? And did you follow Brock Purdy throughout his college career when he was at Iowa State? What was it like playing against him in high school? Yeah. What were the reports about him in high school?
Yeah, man, that's when I first learned about Purdy. Was actually in high school, man. He was balling that year. He was playing a lot of stats up, and obviously we had him up in our schedule, so I had to know who he was. And when we played him, I definitely found out who he was. But he was definitely under recruited for, you know, the offers that he was given, man. He should have been definitely a high recruit from, you know, the things he was putting up. And I think he was Gatorade Player of the Year in Arizona for that year. So, you know, he was balling. And then obviously he did his thing in college, went over there, and I think he just, you know, surprised a lot of people that didn't think Purdy was going to do that at that level. But you know, being a guy that played against him and got to see it, you know, I saw the talent and expected it from him. So,
no, that's awesome, man. That's awesome. Also, obviously, real quick before we go rapid fire, because we got a lot of rapid fire.
Yeah, we got a lot of
good. We saw your tweet about the Bay Area. Yeah, we're have to get Ricky up on our show. Yeah. We know the city inside out. We grew up in the city.
Fifth generation, baby.
He's fifth generation. My family's been here since the 50s. So, going up against Renardo Green and Tate Bethune at Florida State. Hey, I know these guys are here. You know about the Florida State-Florida rivalry. It's one of the sickest rivalries in all of college football. What do you remember about going one-on-one against Renardo Green? Because you'll probably see a lot of them in practice.
Yeah, for sure. He's a very talented player, man. I don't think we match up against each other too many times, to be honest. But okay. You know, he's a really talented player, man. He's very physical. I think that's a really good pickup for us, man. I really do. I think he's going to benefit the defense. He's going to bring that physicality. He's going to bring that 49ers defense mentality to him with him. So it's going to be really good.
All right, let's go rapid fire. Right, Chasky's waiting on this one,
I don't want you to think too much on these. Just give us whatever's on the top of your head so we can bang through some of these. PS5 or Xbox?
PS5.
There you go. What's the game you're playing right now,
Call PS5? Call of Duty, Madden, what are you doing?
I'm playing the show, actually.
Baseball fan.
Okay, now I got to ask. Wow. Okay, so are you making yourself as a player? You rode to the show or the Diamond Dynasty?
Diamond Dynasty, yeah.
Ooh, who's your favorite player?
My favorite player?
Yeah.
Nick Cassiano.
What?
Wow, Nick Cassiano's. I like that deep cut right there.
I know him personally.
All right, there you go. I'm not mad at that. Yeah. I wanted Cassiano's on the Giants a couple years ago. A lot of people said you're crazy,
Vontae.
The guy got power, right, man. I want Cassiano's.
All right, so, you know, Debo and Trent, they come out with the boombox, right? Every single week. If you were able to pick the song to come out with the boombox to fire up the team, what song are you picking?
Yeah. I don't know. I saw the video of them doing Super Gremlin. I want to run it back. I want to be a part of that.
I like that.
We want to see the swag.
Yeah, I like that too. What's your favorite cuisine? If you could choose all the cuisines, you get a meal tonight for your birthday. It's a birthday dinner. What is? We're sitting down to eat. What does it look like?
Yeah, man. I think my favorite type of food is honestly Mediterranean food. I think that's my favorite type of food.
Wow. Well, yeah. Bay Area has plenty of options. Yeah. I'm not the biggest Mediterranean food, but are you into burritos? Are you into pasta?
Yeah,
well,
yeah. Oh, come on, for sure.
I grew up in Arizona. I'm definitely. Yeah.
So you're in the Bay Area. You're the burrito capital of the world.
La Vix, La Taqueria. Yeah. La Taqueria here in the Mission's my personal favorite, but you ask anybody who's local, they're going to have 15 different answers.
No doubt.
You know, we like our Dungeness crab out here. So do you eat seafood or no?
No, I definitely eat seafood. I eat seafood for real. I seafood and I eat it.
I love that.
Dude, I love that.
What's the better nickname?
We love it, Ricky.
If fans are going to come up to you, do you like Yak Harlow or Slick Rick?
I see both. I've never heard Yak Harlow. That is different.
You like that?
It just came out.
Hey, so, I like that
somebody
one.
Started saying Yak Harlow. I said first like class. This guy may be first class. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know if I could be Yak Harlow, man. I think I got to have my own juice. I got to have my own juice. I can't be named after another person.
I like that.
All right. So Sopranos, okay, or Real Housewives?
Wait, what are those? Are those shows?
Television shows.
You gotta forget, Ricky just got out of college, man.
You don't watch TV?
Hey, no, Ricky.
I don't really watch TV.
Okay, Star Wars, Marvel. Like, do you like any? Like, do you like any franchises? You like Dune? Come on, man.
I'm gonna go Marvel. I'm gonna go Marvel over Star Wars for sure.
Thank you, hey, okay. Ricky. Your stock is going up in my book.
Yeah,
I'm not a big Star Wars guy either. But no, Ricky, The Sopranos came out in the late '90s. I mean, you gotta stall them out here,
dog. Mafia movies.
He's currently trying to catch up on the old movies that I missed growing.
What is your favorite movie of all time?
My favorite movie of all time?
Yeah.
That's a good question. Probably Remember the Titans, because that was like some OG movie that I watched growing up as a young kid and just being like super motivated by the movie. And obviously I was playing youth football and it was just one of those legendary movies, man.
What would be your favorite genre of movies?
Ooh,
would it be comedy?
Yeah.
Would it be gangster?
Genre.
Yeah, would it be mafia related? Because I love me some mob movies. I love me The Godfathers and Goodfellas, Casino.
Yeah, I like comedy. I like action movies. You know, you could throw some scary movies in there every now and then, so I get my villain mode. but yeah, those are my favorite movies. All right.
So I'm looking at this Niner roster. I mean, these guys got some superstars. Yeah. Fred Warner, Nick Bosa, Debo, Ayuk, Purdy, CMC, Kittle. Who's the guy you want to meet like the most? Just to like find out what that guy's really like.
Man, all of them, they all sound really good to me, man.
It's a great answer.
I think they put me in a really good spot in the locker room, too, because I'm next to all those guys. So it would be really good to develop those relationships, man, and just get to work together and, you know, just get better every day.
You brought up Camp Ricky. Will you do any work with Brock Purdy in the offseason to build that rapport with Brock?
Yeah.
Oh, 1,000%. I might bug him.
I love that.
If you weren't playing football, what would you be pursuing? Obviously, football has been your obsession since you were a kid. What other things interest you in life? Like, would you have been a plumber or a teacher or a police officer? Like, seriously.
I don't know what I would have been, man. I've just been football my whole life since I was 6 years old. I've been putting everything into it. You know, I'm sticking to plan A, man. I'm sticking to plan A. I'm manifesting this.
I love that.
You can't try to switch me up, man. I'm about to be a great 49er. Come on.
There you go, Ricky. Let's go. I love that. All right. And I love the tweet that you said. I'm all about representing.
Yes.
Because it sounds like you're representing Florida. You're representing Arizona. Now, you talked about things you must know. Traditions, history, culture, lingo. I'll say this.
Start it off.
You never say San Fran. Never, ever say San Fran.
But Frisco is acceptable.
Don't say Nation either. I messed that one up already.
Oh, Niner Nation?
I'm not really
kidding. I messed that one already.
You can say Niner Empire, but I'm not going to. I'm going to stall you out with that one.
Frisco's good, though. Let me tell you, we are two Frisco natives. My dad, he passed away, but his era, they didn't like Frisco because it's the older genre. Our era, Frisco's totally fine.
All right.
Yeah, you can go with that.
You got to visit the Alcatraz. You got to do the Fisherman's Wharf.
Absolutely.
You got to eat the Dungeness crab out there.
Make sure you wear a coat.
It's going to be very cold. And that's the one thing about San Francisco. Maybe not so much down there in Santa Clara, San Jose, but you come up to the city, it could be 90 degrees at 3 o'clock.
It's fast.
Always bring a jacket no matter what.
Don't leave anything in your car.
Yeah, don't leave anything in your car either.
You get wet.
I want to do that.
Those nights get cold?
What?
They get cold, and if you park on the street, you may have a broken window when you come
back to
the car.
Yeah, they're going to bip you. So never leave anything in the car. It sucks. It's a state thing. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
I got you.
And then look, burritos, all right? So because you're obviously from Arizona. Well, give me what your burrito order is because Sam and Spadoni were talking about this morning. What's your go-to?
Man, like I told you earlier, man, I eat anything, so I'm switching up my order probably every other time I go, man. I like eating new food. I like going to new spots and eating new food. That's kind of like one of my hobbies, man. If you're asking, actually, let me go back to that question. What would I be doing? I'd be traveling and eating new food every day.
I like that.
That is an answer.
He would be eating every day, but he's in great shape.
Yep.
We can eat every day, Shask. If you see us, we got to watch our portions, man. We got the dad bod.
I'm thinking about the sandwich I'm
going
to have from Little Lucas as somebody texted. Right now in South City, it's a hole in the wall spot. They got the garlic pesto. Yep. Let me tell you, it is delicious.
It is delicious.
Oh my God, Ricky, are you excited to get going here with the Niners?
Oh no, I'm more than excited, man. I'm antsy. I'm ready to go.
Real quick, last one before we let you go.
Yeah, yeah.
You're running number 14, correct?
Mm.
Yeah, that's what they got me right now. Camp,
is that the number of choice, or obviously you wore number one in Florida?
It's Pete Rose,
right?
Bro.
He's number 14, guy. Pete Rose. There you go. Will you look to switch that number?
They gave me the number. They gave me the number. That's what they assigned me to for camp, so you're going to rock out with it. You're going to make it look good.
We can't wait to see
you. What are the cleats going to be?
That number got no aura, but I'm going to put some aura in
there. You're right.
I like that a lot. What cleats? We going Adidas? We going Nike? Like, are you a Jordans guy? What's the deal with the shoe wear?
Yeah, no, I definitely wear mostly Nike cleats, Jordan cleats. Those are the cleats I like to wear, but I can really rock out in any cleats, man. They throw me some Adidas cleats, or get busy in them.
Let's go. I love it already. Ricky Pearsall here on the Morning Roast. Hey, Ricky, we can't wait to meet you at training camp. We can't wait to see you get suited up and play in this offense. We love the film at Florida. We loved what you did at Arizona State. Herm Edwards spoke well, highly about you. Brian Baldinger. Everybody we talk to say, this guy's going to be a player for the 49ers, so we can't wait to see it. Ricky, thanks so much for spending about 20 minutes with us.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you guys having me and having this conversation, man. Have fun.
You all too, right, bro.
Ricky Pearsall here on the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game.
How could you not like that guy?
First round pick of the 49ers. Said, I'm going to rock out with number 14. I'm going to build that aura with it. He's probably going to leave it in that interview. It's like, those two wackadoodles just sound like they were coked out.
I think that seafood joke went right over your guys' head.
Oh, I heard it.
I eat it. It was great.
I heard it. It was great.
My guy is all business.
I seafood and I want to eat it, but, you know.
Look, my guy's all business.
My buddy here.
Would you agree? There is not an ounce of, like, let's mess around. He is ready to strap it on right now and go out and hit somebody.
He sounds like a kid. Like, that's like the first time.
You've been saying some things, Shasky. You've been saying some things today. Big pause here. I'm going to get my camera on.
Strap the chin strap.
Yes, strap the chin strap. I guess.
Wide orbit's not working. Otherwise, we'd have had a lot of draws from what you said today, Joe. But that's the first time. I'm only 31 years old, and he's 24. I felt a little old.
Why?
I'm like, he didn't hear of, like, he didn't know what Sopranos was. He's born, it came to realization, he was born in 2000.
Yeah, I know.
2000!
Sopranos was just...
That's crazy! Yeah,
Sopranos was released in pre-HD
And you guys
days.
Said VHS tapes? Like, he didn't have VHS tapes. He had DVDs!
Yeah.
That's crazy.
No, it is wild how young he is and how old we are. Listen to him. He doesn't watch much TV, though. He's all about that football life. He's a football player. One thing about, you can say whatever you want about Shanahan and Lynch. They have made it a priority.
Yes.
The draft guys who are football guys, all about football. You look at this football team, all football. Fred Warner, football guy. George Kittle, football guy. IU.
CMC.
You know, CMC, football guy.
Maniacally obsessed.
Brock Purdy seems obsessed with being the greatest quarterback he could possibly be.
Ayuk.
So, Ricky Pearsall kind of fits in that conversation.
Boy, I'm excited. He said Tennessee was the best environment in terms of, like, coming out of the tunnel, like, wow, I'm here. That's on my list. I got to go to a Tennessee game.
Tennessee, Georgia,
God.
LSU, Death Valley, the Swamp. Like, I've always wanted to go to the Swamp. Remember the first time I ever seen watched a Florida State Florida game. Florida State lost it. They were wearing all white in the Swamp. And I was like, what the hell is this? Who are the Gators? And they had this guy named, I think it was Eric Rhett at running back. Rhett was his last name. And he was scoring touchdowns left and right. And they were wearing the blue and the white, the blue and orange, whatever. And it was just rocking. Like, the screen was just rocking. I'm like, what the hell is going on? What is this stadium?
That
and it got Welcome
comes
to
out
the Swamp.
Next year. I can't wait.
No, it comes out in July, doesn't
it? Is it July?
I think it comes out in July. NCAA football.
I can't wait. We should start our own Morning Roast League.
Yeah, we could do all the scouting.
Yeah.
Nah, can't wait.
So do you like to take over a Power 5 conference that's like a top of the tier? Or do you like having like an also-ran?
So back in the day, I don't know why I remember these things, but I had a franchise with the Ohio Bobcats. I had a franchise with Iowa State. I had a franchise with Toledo, the smoke. I had a franchise with Wyoming.
Seneca Wallace.
Yeah. Wyoming, like, I would have the most random teams and try to build them up and get recruits. It had become a powerhouse. I did have a dynasty with Notre Dame for a long time, and it was just illegal. Like, I was getting backs left and right, just dominating people.
I thought you hate Notre Dame.
I hate them now. At the time, I loved Notre Dame.
Of course.
I used to be a huge Notre Dame fan. They did my boy Tyrone Willingham bad. Fired him, hired Charlie Weiss. Charlie Weiss went to a bowl game with his players, and everybody held, oh, touchdown, Jesus, Charlie Weiss, oh, he's the greatest thing since sliced bread. Oh, he's Lou Holtz 2.0. And 3 years later, he was fired. So I went back to Florida State. And the reason why I left Florida State, because I felt everybody was jumping on their bandwagon, and I was like, I'm the first to the trough when it comes to Florida State. Nobody was talking about them. And then all of a sudden, everybody's wearing Peter Warwick jerseys, Warwick Dunn jerseys. So it's my college experience when it comes to rooting for football teams or playing on NCAA football.
So Vinny in South City keeps texting us, and he's saying, Bonte, Butcher, go to Sabella's. It's my sister's family. Go see Donnie and get the best Italian seafood.
Sabella's?
I think that's on our list.
Sabella's. We will go. Vinny's from South City. Thank you for the recommendations.
He's an Italian.
I've got a little week, me and the little guy. Michelle goes back to work next week, and I have all these grandiose ideas of what we're going to do every single day, like me and him on these little adventures. And Fisherman's Wharf is one of the adventures we're going to be doing next week.
I just took Baby Chaz last week.
How was it?
So we went, and the way to get her out the house, because you have to convince the kids to get out the house.
Yeah, yeah.
Baby Chaz, we got to go see the carousel at Fisherman's Wharf.
Oh, yeah.
And I Googled it. She looks, her eyes lit up. Papa, they have carousel? Carousel? She loves carousels.
Yeah.
We go to the zoo. It's the first place she walks through, the carousel. Nice. So got her to go out the house. Went to Fisherman's Wharf. There was this guy who's doing like this magic routine. Yeah. He was juggling balls. And so we sat there, and Baby Tez was like, this is very confusing. This guy sucks. He didn't. He was working hard, but Baby Tez was like, this dude is off his rocker. He's on a unicycle, juggling blades and swords or whatnot. Then we got ice cream. Got her some good ice cream, got her some clam chowder, and we chilled and looked at the seals for a second. So Fisherman's Wharf, very good idea. Academy of Science. Could never go wrong with the California Academy of Science, right? Right? The frolicking penguins. Go see the penguins get fed up there.
The penguins smell.
No, they don't.
When you go to the zoo,
penguins. That's the zoo.
Yeah, the penguin exhibits.
I'm talking about the California Academy of Science. And by the way, the zoo. Oh, the penguins smell good at the zoo. What are you doing?
Maybe you're thinking of the Monterey Bay Aquarium where it's enclosed like that, too. It's small.
It's very fishy, you know.
Sea lions. I'm sorry, folks. Sea lions at Fisherman's Wharf. My bad.
What'd you say? Seals?
Yeah.
Seals. My God. Who cares?
The stuff people get mad about on the show.
Oh, people just we talk ad-libbing for 4 hours.
This
isn't the Cowherd show. I'm reading from a script.
But the penguins at the zoo, Baby Chaz do love the penguins because she saw them caca-caca once, and she looked back, Papa, the penguins caca-caca, and she can't get it out of her head. So I swear to God.
You're saying wide over doesn't work today, so we can't record anything?
Yeah. I know. Well, we can't upload it immediately, but
I mean, it's just,
we'll have all of this audio.
Amazing audio we have from today.
I was just saying, she loved the penguin. Then wait, like, before the cock-a-cock-a-t, the penguin went, and she goes, Papa, penguin go, I was like, yeah, then one of them went, just pooped. And she goes, I'm like, look, they cock a cock. She's like, popping they cock a cock. She's like, got excited. Here? So, yeah, I don't know what's going on here, but the penguins don't stink at the zoo.
That story was more exciting than last night's Giants game.
Oh, my God, the Giants game is a disaster. So, what's Logan Webb got pulling up? I'm out. I'm at Madison Square Garden watching the Sixers and the Knicks. I was out. Done. But, take them to the zoo. California Academy of Sciences.
Uh-huh.
Tell them Bonte sent you.
Oh.
You may get a little discount and get an extra sticker.
Well, we're going to walk across the Golden Gate Bridge.
Oh, you're going to do that? Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Well, I got to go on my walks. You know, I got to get my workouts in.
That's a little scary. Get the jackets. Get the blanket.
Well, no, I have the Baby Bjorn thing where he sits in like your...
Well, get the blanket on him because it gets cold and gets windy up
there.
Thanks,
Mom. Always get the beanie.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks.
Well, no, you're checking this kid out to baseball practice and stuff like that. These kids get sick so easy.
Dude,
I mean, damn.
No. We're exposing him to everything, all the elements. He was out at West Sunset on Monday. It was very cold and wet. He had a great time. Not wet, but cold and windy. He had a great time.
You're really being careful.
Why?
Because the pause button has been used so
much. I'm all over the place.
What did Le'Veon Bell say?
Honestly, I feel like Brock Purdy for 3/4 for the Green Bay game. I'm a little rattled.
Oh, Brock Purdy? Did I I sent you guys those videos yesterday.
The Sam Darnold, I'm sitting down. I've seen ghosts. Oh, I'm seeing ghosts. If I hear another person nationally talk about, well, you know, Sam Darnold for 1 year, $10 million, he just, you know, I don't count out the Vikings. No, I'll do it. I'm counting out the Vikings. Yeah. They're done.
They're done.
If Sam Darnold starts more than eight games, they're done.
So how about this? Over under on how many games it will take for Viking fans to say,
five.
Get J.J. McCarthy in that game.
Five. And I think the coach is going to have to suppress the anger for about three of those weeks.
You guys are already assuming that Sam Darnold starting week one. I think it's going to be J.J. McCarthy.
Wow.
Yeah.
$10 million.
You invested that in the first round pick. That's what they do now. You play the quarterbacks.
I don't know if you know this. Sam Darnold might have the most arm talent in 49ers history. That's what I was told.
What does his last possession look like in a Niners uniform? Was that a fumble?
When Carson Wentz outplays you in week 18 with nothing on the line.
Hey. I'm not mad as Carson Wentz is backup to Mahomes.
No, I'll take.
I'm not mad at that.
I'll take Carson Andy Wentz Reed. Over Sam Darnold.
Andy Reid will all figure day. That out.
Totally
Andy Reid will
totally
figure
agree.
That out. He'll mold him like some clay.
I would have taken Carson Wentz if he wasn't such a bad locker room guy.
Yeah, Sam Darnold getting to him. Now it's starting to remind me of Matt Flynn going to Seattle and Russell Wilson taking that job as a third round pick out of North Carolina.
Odyssey celebrates the class of 2024, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.